You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
One of Memphis's most accomplished sons. Thank you very much for listening.
I know that it needs strings. That I do know. Right.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm your host, Patrick Sansone, and each week here at the Baroque Down Palace, we dive into music from the 1960s and the 1970s across many genres: pop, rock, soul, folk, all music that incorporates orchestral elements into the arrangements or has some influence of some kind from the classical world. And today we're going to get started with a track from the brilliant singer, songwriter, arranger, and raconteur Van Dyke Parks, with a song from his first solo album, which he made soon after collaborating with Brian Wilson on his, at the time, unfinished masterpiece, Smile. This is from the album Song Cycle, a song written by Randy Newman and produced, arranged, and performed by Van Dyke Parks. This is called Vine Street, here on the Baroque Down Palace.
The song she liked best to have us play. That the people would pay to hear us play.
There we go, running before we can walk again. Can you imagine the hours I keep learning to sleep again? See her face again, lost the world. Books of the morning all we can break. Carried away to the heart in the storm. Suffered the dawn today, today. Your beautiful daughter made me younger yesterday. Beautiful daughter, now the darkness hides the tears that soak the pillow where she lay. Wide awake, lying in wait for the moon to break. Drinking the length of the dreams that we share. Wanting you there today, today. Your beautiful daughter made me younger yesterday. Beautiful daughter, now the darkness hides the tears that soak the pillow where she lay. Can you believe she just dropped in to say goodbye? Say goodbye. I'm crying, beautiful daughter, give me more than the dawn. Moves in her eyes that are bright and deep. Can you imagine the hours I keep learning to sleep again, again. Your beautiful daughter made me younger yesterday. Beautiful daughter, now the darkness hides the tears that soak the pillow where she lay. Your beautiful daughter made me younger yesterday. Beautiful daughter, now the darkness hides the tears that soak the pillow where she lay. Beautiful daughter, give me more than the dawn.
My neighborhood, we don't live so good. The rooms are small and the buildings made of wood. I hear the neighbors talking about you and me. I guess I heard it all, 'cause the talk is loud and the walls are much too. She had to fall. and the walls are much too thin.
I said goodbye to me, I looked in the mirror, then I began to cry. I'll leave my things behind for all to see and hope that she will understand why. Ending the game is like changing the name of your favorite song. Step out of rhyme for the very first time, and the song's gone. There's nothing left to say. I'll pack up my memories, then I walk away. I hope I'm doing right, but by tonight the horse and coach will be on its way. Said goodbye to me, I looked in the mirror, then I began to cry. I'll leave my things behind for all to see and hope that she will understand why.
You are listening to the Baroque Down Palace, and you just heard Led Zeppelin with the track Friends from their 1973 album Houses of the Holy, with a string arrangement by bass player John Paul Jones, who did a lot of string arranging in the 1960s and 1970s. We started the set with Vine Street from the 1967 album Song Cycle from Van Dyke Parks. And after that, it was The Move from their 1970 album Shazam and the song Beautiful Daughter. The song written by Roy Wood, who was the musical brains behind The Move. And the string arrangement on this track was done by the arranger and producer Tony Visconti. Tony Visconti, also known for his production and arranging work with T-Rex in the early 70s, as well as David Bowie, working on many of David Bowie's 1970s albums and working with him on his final album, Black Star, as well. And also provided the orchestral arrangements for Paul McCartney's band On the Run. That was followed by Dusty Springfield from her 1969 masterpiece Dusty in Memphis, with a song also written by Randy Newman called I Don't Want to Hear It Anymore. And that track was arranged as well as produced by the great Arif Mardin. After Dusty, we heard Harry Nilsson with the song I Said Goodbye to Me from his 1968 album Aerial Ballet. That album also featured his huge hit Everybody's Talkin', which was also used in the Midnight Cowboy film. The song was arranged by the great arranger George Tipton, who is known for doing a lot of movie and television work, but did the brilliant arrangements on this record, as well as his previous album, which was called Pandemonium Shadow Show. Both of these albums had big fans in the Beatles, who around this time in an interview were quoted as saying when they were asked who their favorite band was at the time, John and Paul answered Harry Nilsson. And John Lennon was also rumored to have listened to Harry Nilsson's debut album, Pandemonium Shadow Show, for 36 hours straight. Harry Nilsson later became good friends with both John Lennon and Ringo Starr from the Beatles and collaborated with both of them, John Lennon producing an album for Harry in 1974 called Pussycats. And after Harry Nilsson, we ended the set with Led Zeppelin and Friends from the 1973 album Houses of the Holy, a song with a string arrangement by bass player John Paul Jones. Let's continue with some more music here, and this is a song by John Cale from his album Paris 1919 and the title track here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Wanting to be seen, she'd open up the doors and maybe carry us away. It's the customary thing to say or do to a disappointed proud man in his grief. And on Fridays she'd be there, but on Mondays not at all. Just casually appearing from the clock across the hall. Here it goes, la 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 la. Thank you.
how the Beaujolais is raining down on darkened meetings on the Champs-Élysées. Here it goes, la 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 la. Here it goes, la 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 la. And I'm a judge and I come to claim you with my iron drum. La 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 la. Here it goes, la 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 la. Here it goes, la 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 la. I'm a judge and I come to claim you with my.
Night. flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town. All they wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town. Flow, river, flow, past the shady tree. Go, river, go, go to the sea. Flow to the sea. River flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town.
You just heard The Byrds with The Ballad of Easy Rider from 1969. We began this three-song set with John Cale, the title track from his 1973 album, Paris 1919. John Cale, having been a member of the Velvet Underground and had left the Velvet Underground in the late 60s, went on to become a producer himself, producing Nico's Chelsea Girl album, as well as The Stooges' first album, and made a string of solo records in the early 70s, some quite avant-garde and a little more challenging than the more straightforward but still ambitious songwriting approach for this album, Paris 1919, and the string arrangements done by John Cale himself and performed by the UCLA Symphony Orchestra. And the album, Paris 1919, which was produced by Chris Thomas, who had also worked with the Beatles on the White Album. And Paris 1919 also features contributions from Lowell George, the singer and songwriter, guitarist of Little Feat, as well as the drummer from Little Feat, Richard Hayward. After John Cale, we heard a track from a duo known as Richard Twice from their one and only album from 1970, and a song called If I Knew You Were the One. Richard Twice was a duo of Richards, Richard Atkins, the main songwriter, singer, and leader of the project, and Richard Manning. They made this album with some of the heavyweights from the L.A. studio scene, some of the Wrecking Crew guys, and in a connection to an earlier track, the strings were arranged by Richard Kirby, who also did some arranging and conducting on Song Cycle by Van Dyke Parks, which we heard earlier. And that was followed up by The Byrds with The Ballad of Easy Rider from 1969. We're going to take a short pause here, but we will be back with more music here on the Baroque Down Palace from WYXR Memphis. Thank you. Welcome back to the Baroque Down Palace. Let's continue with some more music here with Andy Pratt from his debut album from 1969. And this is Low Tide Island here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Low Tide Island, sinking island, rising sea.
California kills what it grows. Betty came by on her way. Said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime, that she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for lost the pain and stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band feeling free. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me.
Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday we'll get it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when the world is much brighter. Someday we'll walk together in a beautiful sun. Someday much lighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday we'll get it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when the world is much brighter. Someday we'll walk together in a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much lighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are getting brighter and brighter now.
That was Nina Simone with Ooh Child from her 1971 album, Here Comes the Sun, an album which features a lot of great string and horn arranging and is primarily an album of covers featuring songs, several songs by the Beatles, including the title track Here Comes the Sun and Dear Prudence, and also Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman. But this is her version of Ooh Child, which was originally a hit for a Chicago soul band called the Five Stair Steps. We started the set with a track from the debut album by the artist Andy Pratt, an album from 1969, and we heard the very hauntingly beautiful Low Tide Island. He later went on, a few years later, to have a big hit with a song called Avenging Annie. After that, we heard Sandy Denny from her 1972 album called Sandy, and the track we heard was called The Lady. After that, we heard Nick Drake from his debut album from 1969, an album called Five Leaves Left, and the track that we heard was River Man, a track that was arranged by an arranger named Harry Robertson, who was a British arranger who had done a lot of arrangements for the Hammer horror films. And we ended the set with Nina Simone. Well, that does it for this edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thanks for spending this hour with me. We're going to go out with the artist Roy Harper with a song called When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease here on the Baroque Down Palace.
When the day is done and the ball has spun in the umpire's pocket away, and all remains in the groundsman's pains for the rest of time and the day, there'll be one man dug and his master, pushing for four with the spin on a dusty pitch with 2 pounds 6 of willow wood in the sun. When an old cricket leaves the crease, you never know whether he's on. If sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at silly mid-on, and it could be Jeff and it could be John with a new ball sting in his tail, and it could be me and it could be thee, and it could be the sting in the ale, sting. The clock turns back to reflect on the years of grace as those footsteps trace for the last time out of the end. Well, this way of life's recollection, the hallowed strip in the man, and the noonday sun are much more than just yawns of the days. When an old cricket leaves the crease, well, you never know whether he's gone. Sometimes of a 12th man at sea, and it could be Jeff, and it could be John, with a new ball sting in his tail, and it could be me, and it could be thee, and it could be the sting in his tail.
praise. Well, you never know whether he's gone. If sometimes you catch in a fleeting glimpse of a twelfth man at silly mid-on, and it could be me, and it could be thee.
The Baroque Down Palace is brought to you weekly by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com.
Hi, this is Carla Thomas, and baby, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis, and you're raised by sound.
Support from WYXR comes from Sunset Jazz at Court Square, a free, family-friendly concert series presented by Just Jazzin, Downtown Memphis, and City of Memphis. Held every second Sunday from May through October, this annual event brings the smooth sounds of Memphis jazz to the heart of downtown at 62 North Main Street. Each show spotlights local talent in a wide range of styles, from straight ahead to swing. More information can be found at sunsetjazzmemphis.com.